This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, April 9th. God's word to you today is spiritual authority. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5, and it says, "Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed." Colossians 2:15 says, "In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. The demon that would dare to defy the works of Jesus on the cross of Calvary does not exist." Remember the story of the evangelist from yesterday's devotional. After the witch's visitation at the crusade the next day, when he gave a call for the people to come to Jesus, guess who was the first to surrender? The head witch herself. She later shared that the night she visited the evangelist, when he smiled, there was confusion in the enemy's camp. You cannot let the enemy and his hosts rattle you. Jesus has disarmed and shamed them publicly, and it was all for you. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, "He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed." Jesus has set you free, and it is not limited to spiritual freedom alone. You have freedom in your mind and in your soul. You are free in your body and made whole in health. And with that freedom comes peace. God did not stop there. He also issued this warning: "Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm." You are God's anointed, so stand tall. As a child of God, you should be filled with so much confidence. Your confidence is in the fact that the record of charges against you has been cancelled and your enemy has been disarmed and publicly disgraced. Be confident because you have been empowered to destroy the works of Satan and his demonic hosts. While I was in service years back, the power of God hit the room and demons were being displaced. But with one man in particular, the demon that possessed him began to get violent in the service. In order to avoid distractions, he was moved to another room and the service continued. Then I was told to join the team with the possessed man. I was not even a pastor at the time. When I got into the room, two things surprised me. Firstly, the demon was speaking in Queen's English. Secondly, the demon had the believers in the room harassed and in a corner. Ignorance is a terrible thing, even for a believer. Let us pray. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, ignorance will not rob me of my spiritual authority. Holy Spirit, show me who I am in Christ and help me stand. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.